Welcome to Eliminating Barriers, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Maluna Fash. Maluna, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you. Let's talk about breaking through verbal communication barriers, because you must prepare and be clear and be confident and be courageous when asking for something. A new job, a raise, better perks, benefits, a change in a relationship. This is professional and personal. And I'm here today to give you three tips on establishing clarity and building courage to ask for what you want. We all have our own experiences and perspectives and background, and I have a couple of funny stories that illustrate our diverse backgrounds and viewpoints, I think, pretty well. A couple of years ago, I was attempting to book travel. I think it was air travel. I'm not really sure. It's been a while, but it was with the company, and I kept saying, may I have the XYZ trip? May I have the XYZ trip? And the male operator, in my opinion, was super aggressive and rude, and he was resistant and not doing what I was asking. And this went on for several minutes, and I found myself getting angry, so I had to just pause, take some deep breaths, and I finally said to him, I am not asking your permission to do this. I'm a very polite person. I request that you do as I ask. Ah, deep sigh, right? Everyone's sighing. And I got what I wanted. But in order to break through that resistance and his inability to hear politeness, whatever was going on, this went on for several minutes. It took a lot of time and energy and strategy on my part to not hang up and to continue on. Now, a few weeks ago, I was at a restaurant here in town, and I requested a second glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. Yes, I do like my wine, and yes, the glasses were small, and several minutes went by, and I could tell that the waiter forgot. Now, this is funny because I used to wait tables, so I'm just a person who has a great memory and loves to serve people. And I said to him, do you have my cab? And he said, oh, I didn't know that you needed a cab. I didn't know you wanted me to call you a cab, meaning taxi cab. So you see my point in illustrating how we only have our own perspective. We can only speak from our own experience, our own opinions, and it is pretty easy to be misunderstood. That's why it's so important that we get really, really clear on our asks, our requests. So let's jump in. Tip number one. To increase the likelihood of getting what you want, you must be very clear in what it is that you want in the first place. So I want to invite you to think very carefully using the wisdom of both your brain and your heart to figure this out. What do you want? And we need to, depending on the audience and how much time, less is more. So you can't ask for typically four or five things because it's just going to be too much. Now, it may be different in a job interview situation, a negotiation when you've been offered the job, that type of situation. You'll be going back and forth on several points. But for these purposes, less is more. And have you ever gone out with someone to a restaurant who could not decide what to order? And they're just going back and forth, and you're hungry, and it's taking a lot of time. Indecision costs us. It costs us time, money, energy. And some people may like everything on the menu, but you still have to decide. You still have to decide because we're hungry and we're there to eat and we're there to have a good time. So you can think about, am I working on being more healthy? Do I want to make a healthier choice? Did you have fish last night? So a different meal would be in order tonight. For folks who like everything, you can go online, view the menu ahead of time so you can prepare. That can be a great deal of fun. You can compare menus. And I'm asking you to prepare for your asks and your requests that can and will change your life when done effectively. You really want to think about this. Think about this carefully. Write it down. Handwriting in your own handwriting, yes, is very powerful and helps us to manifest. So as much as I love doing it on my computer, I usually like to begin with jotting it down by hand. There's a lot of power in doing that. Tip number two, prepare for the audience, your audience. Who are you going to be in front of? Who are you going to be asking for what you want? Are you going to be in front of your corporate board? And let's say they're mostly engineers. So your strategy could be more facts, more data, more what we call left brain, more to the point, more solutions. Or are you going to be in front of a group of feeling folks, I call them, an arts group, something like that. You could then use more creative, feeling type thoughts and actions and invitations and proposals. So I invite you to think of your own natural delivery style, your own thinking. Are you more left brain? Are you more facts-based? Are you more right brain, creative? How do you deliver? And then think what you could do to improve the perception for the other people involved. Because we want to improve the odds of getting what we want, and we want people to feel good about it so that everybody, it's not just a win for you, a win for them, it's a win for everybody. Win, win, win. I don't think it's bigger than a two-way usually. And if there are more people involved, then it's a win, win, win. We could go on and on with that. When you're preparing, are you using clear, powerful words? Are you making clear requests? Or what I call wimpy words. Oh, we'll try to do that. Oh, I hope I can do that. I should, I would, I could, the triad of wimpy. I wish. These are not action-based words. They're not terribly positive. Usually when we're unclear and we're asking in this kind of verbal delivery, we're going to not be seen as powerful or confident. And getting what we want becomes more muddy, muddies up the waters. It's not as personally powerful. It's not as energetic. It's not as clear in the intention. And there's just too much at stake usually to speak in those kinds of words. So I want you to be more bold if you find you're more of a behind-the-scenes person. Maybe you're more introverted. Maybe you need to practice being more direct, being clear. I want you to practice your request, especially if it's high stakes. And if, for example, if I know that I'm going to be in a supercharged setting, or a place where people may be way more aggressive than I'm usually comfortable with, where my sensitivity could be walked all over and smacked around, I will write out an outline or highlights of what I need to remember or what I need to ask for. But if I find that I'm going to be more inclined to react or be emotional and not stay in my power, my energy, my own confidence center, I'm going to take some notes with me, some highlights, what I call non-negotiables, meaning even if I forget everything else, these three things need to be said. And these three things are the key to my success in this situation. So you're going to want to practice this again. Write this out, rewrite it, edit it. And the more you do this, the better you'll get at it. So the higher the stakes, the deeper the ask, the more that you're going to ask for, the more confident you're going to be. This requires muscle building. Just like we go to the gym, and maybe on day one, you're on 5 pounds, or maybe not even, maybe you're on 2. And then you do it, and you increase your strength, and you increase your confidence, and you can see the results of your muscle building. And before you know it, you're on 5 pounds, you're on 10 pounds. Same thing with this. If you don't practice asking for what you want, guess what? You're not going to be good at it. We're good at what we do. We're good at things we practice. You know, folks that are good at getting what they want, they practice. They ask a lot. Does that make sense? Of course, right? Let's go to tip number 3. In order to practice, I want to engage and again invite, I've used that word before, I want to invite you and challenge you to practice your request in a place where the stakes are not high. So it may be you practice with a girlfriend. You say, I want to practice this ask on you, and I want you to role play with me. I want you to practice with me. Ask them to be easy. Ask them to be challenging. Ask them to put on a different kind of hat. Any number of things, especially if they're good at acting or role playing. How about this? Practice ordering beautifully at a restaurant. I know it sounds like all I do is eat out, right? I do love to eat out. You can practice asking questions of the server. Ask them to describe the food items. Ask them what they recommend. What do they eat? And watch. Your job is to be the observer and be aware. How were your questions handled? How were they answered? Were you easily understood or misunderstood? If they come back with completely different answers than what you've said, guess what? Something is out of alignment. Do you need to slow down your pace? Do you need to up your volume? Do you need to ask in a different way? And if I'm not being understood, I will say, you know what? I'm not being clear right now. Let me try this in a different way. And that's one of the few times I would use that word try. I'm using that consciously. You know what? I'm not asking very good questions. Let me do this in a different way. And you simply rewind and you simply go back and do it again. So let's recap, breaking through the verbal communication barriers. Because here is what I want to for you to understand and to really ponder on this. We are responsible for how we communicate. It is within your realm, and it is your responsibility how you communicate. Now, as you know, we can't control other people, even though some of us try. We can only manage ourselves. And so how we say it, the words we use, what we're saying are completely up to us. Isn't that incredible? It is an honor. It is a privilege. It is a joy to get to choose how we ask. And you can be so creative and have so much fun with this. And I'd say the more the request or the pitch is making you nervous or bothering you, we might say, the more opportunity you have to be creative, to step into your power, to up your energy, to be more dynamic. Or if you're too bold, maybe you decide to back it up a little bit and be a little more soft with your request because you've analyzed the audience and you've decided, you know what? That feels a little too aggressive this time around. That's part of your prep work that we've talked about, right? But in order to be effective, I again want to invite you to do these things and consider, again, that you only have your perspective. So you'll want to do some research, find out more about that audience. The internet, yeah, I'll repeat that. The internet makes it so easy for us to review, to research. You can go on dictionary.com. You can have words pronounced aloud for you. You can go to thesaurus and find other words. You could find words that mean the same thing, only slightly different, yes? So when you're being discerning, you want to be very mindful of the words you're using. These are all of the things that we can do. So remember the story about the cab, right? I was referring to wine. He was referring to taxi cab at that point. I don't think the waiter had a great memory, which being a waiter, a really great server, means that you pay attention and you're in the moment and you have a great memory. So again, let's review. Tip number one, to increase the likelihood of your success rate and getting what you want, being effective, be very clear what it is in the first place. So you'll be writing those things down. And jot down very quickly. Ask your heart, then ask your brain. But don't overthink it. There may not be a lot of deep reasons why you want it. Sometimes we just want it because we want it. But if you'll be clear about it and the why, it'll make things so much easier. You can review the menus before you go out to eat, right? We spoke about that. Same kind of thing. You can apply the same things. Tip number two, prepare for that audience. How many people are you going to be in front of? What is the mindset of the audience? Or is it equal male and female? Are there people from all over the world? Are we dealing with a lot of different cultures and diversities? So you may need to, again, slow down your pace. People may be listening at a different rate. English might be their second language. All of the things that you want to consider in your own natural ability and skill. And then being mindful of, how do I improve the perception? How do I improve and increase the likelihood of my results and getting what I want? And again, pulling apart those words. Am I using action words? Am I using confident words? Am I using words that build my credibility and authority? Or am I stuck on the wimpy words? Things that do not inspire and do not influence others. And then you're going to practice. And again, right. And then guess what? Then you can record it. And you can listen back to yourself. How did I ask for that? Was that clear? Ah, no, that wasn't clear at all. In fact, I don't even know what I was asking for. Sometimes it happens when we get so excited. And of course, we want the excitement, the passion. And we get to be clear all at the same time. And then the third tip, practice in friendly, easy places. So you can practice with your spouse. You can practice on your cat, your dog. You can practice ordering in a restaurant. You can practice over the phone with a girlfriend. I like to practice in the same venue. So if it's going to be over the phone, then I might want to practice with a girlfriend or my own coach over the telephone. If it's in person, then I'll practice in person. If it's over video, then you'll want to practice video. Use video to tape yourself or ask someone to do that for you, so that you're in the same venue and the same situation. So I've given you three things to think about and a lot of stories and illustrations. I just know that that will change the way you think about this. And my job is to change how you think and how you feel about your own communication. Again, it is your responsibility, your joy, your pleasure. It's worth doing well. Imagine a world where everyone was practicing being clear. Think about how that would change everything. If everyone came to the table with a clear ask, can you imagine how much less time we would spend in meetings going nowhere fast because the person leading the meeting is not truly a leader? They haven't been trained. They haven't been coached. They're not clear. They don't know the purpose. They don't know the ask. And there are a lot of statistics out there. I don't even remember one at the moment on how much time is wasted in meetings. So just wrap your heart and your brain around everyone coming to the table with a clear request and a clear ask. Oh, magic. And I invite you to go now to milunafausch.com. Yes, it's unusual. I will spell it. M-I-L-U-N-A. Fausch is F like fantastic, A-U-S-C-H, milunafausch.com. And apply for a complimentary pitch perfection strategy call with me. Remember, life's a pitch. I train folks to pitch well, successfully, easy for me to say, to get recognized, get promoted, attract fans, and get funding.